This morning we concluded the fourth chapter of the seventh canto, and there were just some interesting points over there on relationship between parents and children that I thought was worth mentioning here. Right now it's snowing outside, although not serious snow because it's quite mild. It's about 4 or 5 degrees. So it doesn't really seem to be making any serious efforts at staying around, just melting into the grass. Still, it's a sign of things to come. Anyhow, at the conclusion of the fourth chapter, Yudhisthira Maharaj is really amazed, and he's inquiring how a father could be committing such atrocities to his own son. And he says, a father and mother are always affectionate to their children. When the children are disobedient, the parents chastise them, not due to enmity, but only for the child's instruction and welfare. How did Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, chastise such a noble son? This is what I'm eager to know. Maharaj Yudhisthira further inquired, how is it possible for a father to be so violent toward an exalted son who is obedient, well-behaved, and respectful to his father? O Brahman, O Master, I have never heard of such a contradiction as an affectionate father's punishing his noble son with the intention of killing him. Kindly dissipate my doubts in this regard. There are certain points that come to mind that bear mentioning. The first one is that a father being inimical to his son was really an extraordinary event in Yudhisthira Maharaj's time. Bear in mind that this was in the previous age, so not so long ago. Still, Yudhisthira Maharaj found it inconceivable. How was it that a father would want to kill his own child? He said, I've never heard of this thing before. And that's really quite interesting, considering that, if you remember a few days back, I was giving an overview of my conference presentation, and there the Hungarian statistics for abortions were 50%, which means that 50% of adults nowadays kill their children. And not for any particular reason other than the fact that the children just happen to exist. They're still in the womb, so they haven't had any opportunity to disbehave, to commit offense to anyone. The very prospect that they're going to be a burden and disruption to sense gratification is sufficient for parents who, if they give birth to their children, then let's assume that they're going to actually then love those children. So the ones that make it get love, the other ones get killed. It doesn't seem like there's too much difference between the two relationships, is there? The latter, namely love, just happens by default. Anyhow, in this day and age, something that was inconceivable and without precedent before happens with government support and subsidy. And that really gives a perspective of how contaminated the conditions are in Kali Yuga, and also how contaminated we are as individuals, how far we're away from even reflecting the principles of Dharma, what to speak of the principles of pure devotional service. And therefore, Kirtanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Param Brajat, only by the chanting of Krishna's holy name can we actually control this lower nature and cultivate qualities of goodness, transcendental qualities, which will allow us to transcend what is more or less second nature for us. That second nature is a nature akin to that of Hiranyakashipu. Okay, another point is that Yudhishthira Maharaj as a father, an uncle, a king who deals with his subjects as if they were their children. So he's an expert in terms of rearing children, in terms of child-parent relationship, in terms of what it means to be a father or mother. He says a father and mother are always affectionate towards their children. This is really an important ingredient and element in raising children. Children must be loved. And it's not enough either to just say it, or it's not enough even just to feel it. But children need to see love. That sense of being loved gives them security, in the absence of which they become aggressive, develop all types of unnatural qualities. And the same goes for any loving relationship. Love has to be shown. Just to expect that one's partner or other person takes it for granted that you love them without any indication or without any behavior that reflects that type of emotion is really naive. And by love, I don't mean lust, but rather love means caring. And some of these symptoms will be mentioned in the next verse. So parents love their children, they show the love to their children, and they may show that love even by chastising their children if their children are disobedient. That happens. Children become disobedient, and in the same way that Srila Prabhupada would say that his father chastised him, parents chastise their children. Srila Prabhupada's father would be very, very tolerant, more patient with him than his mother. But that at a certain point, because Prabhupada was always very strong-willed, when Prabhupada crossed the line, then his father would say, now I'm going to have to punish you for this. And he would explain why, and he would say, please don't mind, this is my duty. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, he would also punish him, and he was the Supreme Lord. So how children are punished is also important. That is, that it doesn't just simply happen out of the blue with no explanation, and that it's done with enmity, but it's only done out of love. It's done with a previous explanation and establishing a clear understanding of what guidelines have been broken by the child, that he deserves a commensurate type of punishment. So parents also show their love by punishing the children, and somehow or another children should get that message that this is only being given to them out of love and for their own benefit. So these are qualities of parent, and then the qualities of children are in this other verse. It said that he's obedient, well-behaved, and respectful to his father. As I mentioned earlier, symptoms of love. What happens if you love someone? You're obedient to them, you behave well, and you're respectful. These are qualities that we as adults want to cultivate towards Krishna. Prabhupada would say very often, if you love God, then follow his instructions. Don't kill. One should behave well. One should follow all of the rules and regulations that have been given. And we should always maintain a sense of respect, keeping the in perspective the difference between us and the Lord. And children also should learn these three qualities: obedience, good conduct, and respect of elders. Srila Prabhupada placed emphasis that our education is based upon children having faith and showing with faith to sadhus. Why? Because ultimately our education means to become Krishna conscious, and Krishna consciousness means to hear from Vaishnavas. If one does not know how to respect Vaishnavas, then how will one take their instructions seriously? What to speak of, how will one even hear from them? And these qualities are really quite instructive, something worthy of meditation. We want to see if our devotees at age 5, at which Srila Prahlad Maharaj's age, are they obedient, are they well behaved, and are they respectful to their elders. So it's interesting here how these things, the qualities of parents and children, are included in Srimad Bhagavatam. The actual direct purpose of this pastime is to describe the incarnation of the Lord, is to glorify Mahabhagavat, Prahlad Maharaj. It's not that Srimad Bhagavatam is now going to systematically go through the process of education, but indirectly all of those things can be found there within the questions posed by Yudhisthira Maharaj. We see the essential principles of education and bringing up children. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says everything that we want is within Srimad Bhagavatam. It's just a matter of actually studying Bhagavatam very purposefully. And in that way, we will actually find out all the principles of Dharma, principles that help us come to the platform of goodness, principles of Paradharma, the principles of transcendence, as well as even Upadharma, those things which help us regulate our very lower nature, so that we overcome principles of or qualities of passion and ignorance, and develop a taste for activities in the mode of goodness. Anyway, I thought that these were interesting things to mention today, and I'll be staying here in New Vrindavan for another week. We're going to be having almost a full-on week of meetings, and then I'll be going to Budapest for also a week, and then in the end of the month going to Ireland for a weekend of chanting Hare Krishna. Look forward to that. Hare Krishna.